Like Rizak the Mishnah, Mesech the Shabbos, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Cheres. Cheres is a shard, a broken piece. Nobody would even use this for anything in our days. But in those days, there was a certain appreciation for every little thing. And they used it. And what would they use this broken shard for? They would use it to place between one beam and the other, so that the beam shouldn't warp. If you took boards or pillars or beams and you stacked them, so they're never 100% even, so there are little holes between one layer and the other. Now, if you have these things laying on each other, what's going to happen? Slowly the weight's going to press in, and these beams are going to get a little bit crooked and bent over there as they fill the little gaps. So what can you do to prevent it? You take these shards, these broken little pieces, broken pieces of earthenware, and you stick it in the middle to make sure that the hole is full so that the beams remain straight. So cheres, how much cheres do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Kidei litain, if it's big enough to be able to place, bein patsim lechaveiro, between one beam and the other. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Zayal Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Meir says, "Kedei lachtas bayas ha'ar, it has to be large enough to be able to pick up fire." They used to use pieces of cheres to carry coals from one place to the other. Now, this is a larger measurement than Reb Yehuda's shear of fitting it in those little holes between the beams that are laying one atop of the other. You see, you needed a bigger piece of cheres to make sure you don't burn yourself. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kedei lekabel by revius." How big does this cheres have to be? Enough to be able to put in a revius, a quarter lug of liquid. We discussed this shear beforehand. The revius is an important shear because it's the shear that we have for Kiddush and Avdullah and Dalet Kaisas. We said it's anywhere between 3 point something and 5 point something ounces, depending on the different shear. Rabbi Yossi's shear is a smaller shear than the Rameir shear. For the cheres to be big enough to carry coals, it still has to be bigger than the amount that could take a revius. Amar Rameir said, "Avad Yishain Rai Ladav." Although there's no proof, mamish, from the pasuk that the shear of cheres is enough to carry the fire, but Zechol Ladav, there's a remez in the pasuk. And what's the remez in the pasuk? It says, "V'lo yimotzei b'michtasai," you will not find among its pieces cheres, a piece of shard, a broken piece of earthenware, even big enough, lachtais, to be able to scoop up esh me yakid. Yakid means like the base or the floor where the big fire is burning. This is the Navi warning Klal Yisrael that if we don't have betachin in Hashem, we're going to have betachin in other nations, we're going to be left with nothing. So there's a remes, says Rameir, that a common use for a cheres is to scoop up fire, to carry fire. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi said, remember, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? That the shear of cheres is to carry liquid. Misham raya? You're bringing me a raya from that pasuk? Look how the pasuk concludes. The pasuk concludes, there won't be enough cheres to scoop up the fire, or velach saif mayim migeva, or to scoop up water from the pit. Geva explains the batur is a small hole where water used to accumulate. Now, didn't Reb Meir know the end of the pasuk? Well, the answer is, the Gemara explains Reb Meir learns the pasuk this way, that the Navi is warning, you won't have a piece of cheres. If you don't trust in Hashem, you won't even have a shard that's big enough to carry fire. Not only that, you won't even have something which is totally valueless, which is never even used, even to scoop water with. And that's how Reb Meir would learn pshat in the pasuk. Okay, so, once again, quick chazar on the last Mishnah. What's a cheres? A shard, potsherd, broken piece of earthenware. How large does it have to be in order to be chayav for carrying it on Shabbos? To place between the beams, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to make sure that they don't warp. What does Reb Meir hold? Enough to be able to shovel the fire a little bit, Rabbi Yossi says, to take in a revius of liquid. Reb Meir brought a raya from the pasuk in Yeshaya who warns, you won't even find a cheres big enough to scoop up the fire from the source of the fire. And Rabbi Yossi says, and the end of the pasuk says, and you won't have a piece big enough to scoop up water from the pit.